Catching up with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch right now for our weekly City Hall updates. And Mayor, nice to see the sun after the storm yesterday.
Yeah, that wind was really howling yesterday. I think the we handled the rain okay, but yeah, we did have some damage, and I know there were power outages all across the state. So I think there's just a few houses left in Squanum, as I understand it. They're still without power.
That's good. It's certainly not what we need at this point, you know, on top of a pandemic. Certainly.
Indeed, indeed.
Hopefully we bounce back soon. Let me ask you first, let's just start, as seems to be the norm now, is with an update on the COVID-19 situation here in Quincy.
Yes, I haven't, we get the stats every day, around the middle of the day, so I obviously haven't had the latest today, but yesterday, as of yesterday, we had 14 deaths, and I think we're approaching 400 confirmed cases, and we had about 110 that have recovered from the virus. Now, the numbers are going to continue to be robust and go up, because we're in that stretch between the 10th and 20th of April, which is described by the medical community as our, this region's kind of surge time. Some of that is reflective of testing, because there's a lot more testing going on as well. You know, we feel good about the plans we have in place. We obviously, you know, it sounds cold when you talk about the stats. We certainly recognize there's a name and a face and a story behind each of those deaths, and we want to keep those who are sick with it in our thoughts and prayers as well. It's a difficult thing, especially for families, you know, and you got a loved one in a nursing home or in assisted care, and they can't go visit them, and or when they're in the hospital ICU and they can't go visit them, just hold their hand while they're recovering, or they're passing into the next life. So it's a crazy, crazy time, and you know, I'm grateful for the cooperation that we've seen in Quincy in so many ways. I'm surrounded by a great group of professionals. Everybody's stepping up. People are helping their neighbors. You see, you know, you hear stories of kids making masks and, you know, delivering food and watching out for the elderly neighbors, picking up medicine for them. I mean, it's, you know, these things bring out sometimes the worst in people, but they always bring out the best in people. And we have a great community here, and I know together we'll get through it.
Speaking of, I know the nursing homes have been particularly hard hit. Is the State Health Department over at the Quincy Rehabilitation Center?
Yes, they've been in touch with the owner and operators of that facility, and the state kind of has taken that over from our viewpoint. When you reach that kind of level, the state comes in with their resources as best they can. To go in and mitigate the issues, do some further testing, and make sure that protocols are in place and so forth. So, yes, unfortunately, when one, you know, a case gets into one of those places, it's so difficult to contain it, you know, to keep it from spreading. Mm-hmm. And so certainly we keep those folks in mind today as well.
Sure. What is the current situation at the public housing complexes?
Well, this, we've had some issues with a couple of buildings, and you keep reminding people, please stay in. The only way we keep this from spreading is keeping away from one another and keeping that distance. And, you know, you've got nice facilities there, and stay in your place. You know, the power's on and the TV's on, the internet's on. Grab a book, but that's the only way we can beat this thing, is if we keep it from spreading. And one of those things is just to stay in place. And Housing Authority's been encouraging that. We've had some issues at O'Brien Towers, and it seems to be, of all the places, the most cases. So we're certainly working with the Housing Authority Director, James Marathis, and their team, and mitigating this as best we can. Tacky Chan, the state rep, he was instrumental getting some masks down there for the folks. But again, please stay in. That will make the difference.
How is the testing of the homeless at the Howard Johnson's Motel going?
That's been going very well. They've been tested at the Manor Community Health Center site on West Squanum Street, and then based on that test, they go back to the Hot Joe's, and then of course go back either to the Y or the Father Bill's facility. That whole process has been, I think, been handled very well, and I'm grateful to Joe Finn, who's the head of the Mass Sheltering and Housing Alliance, mm-hmm. and Johnny Yezwinski, Paul Gorman at the Y, and of course Cynthia Sierra at Manor. It's been terrific. You know, because you got, you know, I mean, there's the cynical people that say, oh, the hell with those people. They're drunks, they're addicts, or this or that. The reality is they're human beings. Mm-hmm. There's about 140 that we've been dealing with, and they're in mainstream. They're out and about. Mm-hmm. So if you have a breakout in that community, that adds to the breakout in our community
right.
overall. So, I think we're doing the right things where we can. The rental programs are getting some pretty robust response, both at QCAP and at the Chamber. We appreciate Tim Cahill and Beth Ann Strollo for their help in implementing that, and, of course, the Affordable Housing Trust for approving it. We're working with small businesses for the SBA loans, and our planning department has been acting as a, I don't want to say broker, but trying to assist these people
yes.
in navigating through the bureaucratic process of the federal government, which is never easy. And I say that respectfully. I certainly appreciate what the feds have done to try to mitigate, these issues that we're dealing with. So a lot going on. Of course, last night we had a school committee meeting. We had a city council meeting. So government continues to move forward. We had bid openings last week and this week on sewer relining. We had water main openings. We've had road openings for resurfacing. So, we continue to move forward. We got work going on in our buildings. In fact, last night the council approved, it's been in committee for a while, the complete rebuild of the boiler room at the Broad Meadows that we lost a couple of years ago at the crazy coastal surge. The boiler room was under sea level, and of course now we're fixing all of that, getting rid of the asbestos and bringing it up to standards and all. So it's a good time to be getting some work done, too, with the kids and all around the buildings.
Sure. Speaking of a school committee, was there a decision made on the last day of school?
Yes, well, we adopted, essentially, we're working through April vacation. In other words, the 20th, the Patriots Day is a holiday, but those remaining 4 days will be work days for the school, technically. They'll be doing virtual learning. So that reduces the end of the year from June 23rd to roughly June 17th. And, that's the way it looks right now. I mean, we don't know what the state will say about the May 4th deadline. I think it's doubtful we're going back, but I certainly don't want to make that decision right now as physically going back.
Sure.
So we'll continue the virtual learning. And, the whole process has been learning for everybody,
True.
This is very, very unusual to what's going on. So, I certainly admire and appreciate all the work that our educators have been doing on this. And it's a tough, it's just strange. It's the whole thing is weird and frustrating, and it's almost surreal. So everyone's doing the best they can out of the circumstances. So I know there's some folks that get frustrated, and so do I. So does everybody right now. So we just got to get through it together. And, everybody's in the same boat. That's the other thing I say when some people say, well, kids aren't getting the education that, what do you want to do about it? I mean, it is what it is. Every community across the United States is going through this,
yes.
every school district. So it's not unique to us.
Yeah.
And you know what? We'll figure it out. And as you know, the state has canceled the MCAS.
Yep.
Which is a relief. I mean, God knows nobody wants to deal with that at this point. So we'll, as we complete the year, we'll regroup and plan for September. And part of that planning is we're going to be purchasing quite a bit of technology for the school side, so that kids can have a Chromebook taken home with them.
Mm-hmm.
Middle school and high school, that'll be the first phase, along with their educators and training. And hopefully this is going to be behind us, Joe, but
yes.
if we have a resurgence during next fall or winter, if we don't have the vaccine quite yet, we'll be better prepared, and people will have the technology they need to continue the learning environment, though you're not in the classroom, you're at home. So there's a lot of lessons in all of this, I think, and no pun intended there, talking about schools. I think we all can do better going forward, but we've never been through something like this. I mean, it's easy to second guess. I see people all the time on the news second guessing this doctor or the president or the governor or this, and this is you talk about trial by fire. This is it. We've never experienced it.
That's true.
And you go back and you look at certain public officials that were critical of the president when he decided to shut down the air traffic between China, and then the others were critical. You should have done it sooner. I mean, there's no perfect answer in this. Everyone's trying to do the right thing and make the right decision.
Yeah.
So, locally, I think we've done well overall. We've got a good team. Everybody's working hard, and I'm grateful for my cooperation of all my colleagues. The governor's been phenomenal. Lieutenant governor on a regular basis, we chat. Congressman Lynch, we chat every couple of days. We're been working with him on the stimulus, and the next piece is the infrastructure. I provided him with a several-page document last week on what some of the needs are in Quincy on the infrastructure side, so he has a sense in delivering the message to Congress. Congressman Joe Kennedy was in touch with me. Him and Steve Lynch were helpful in changing the CDBG language to give us more flexibility. Senators Warren and Markey have had conference calls. I mean, everybody's doing their share, mm-hmm. I think, as best they can to get through this, you know.
Ironically, this would be CDBG week, and I guess it still is, actually.
Yes, we did get those changes as well as some additional funding, so we'll be using those appropriately to help. You know, there's obviously the part right now, and that's the human side of it, of getting people their needs met right now. But the next step is to get the economy back and moving, because without the economy moving, people can't work and can't get their needs met. So, it's kind of the yin and the yang of it, and right now we're just dealing with people in need. And then, although I would argue that we as a city, many communities just shut everything down. They stopped bidding, they stopped projects, and I didn't think that was the answer. So we're going to continue to move forward on that to keep things going. I mean, when we open a water main bid, you know, you think about that. There's a company that, you know, wins the bid. They're out in the street excavating and all. But there's a company that making the pipes and delivering the pipes to the site. I mean, that has an effect on the economy. We can all do our own stimulus program at the local level, and I think we do it quite well here.
The as you well know, Mayor, the superintendent has decided to accept a new challenge at Quincy College. Could you explain what's going on with that?
Sure. I think it's an excellent move. It's one that I encourage the Board of Governors to look at Dr. Christopher. He's been a terrific leader for the school system. He's one of the best managers I've dealt with over the years. He tackles things. He gets things done. He's obviously has a great team with him over there, but he'll also have a good team with him at the college. And the college right now needs a strong leader with strong management skills, that can see the end goals and get there. He's been in a position in the school system. He's hired. He's fired. He's built programs. He's had to cut programs when fiscal austerity hits. I mean, he has to make changes in leadership when it's necessary. So he's got an amazing background and a lifetime of experience and skill set in the educational world. So I think it's a brilliant move on behalf of the Board of Governors. Of course, everything is bittersweet, right? I mean, he's been our superintendent for a long time, and many kids that went through our school system only knew him as a superintendent because he's been there for quite some time. But having said that, I think it's the right move for the college, and I think it's kind of a neat crowning of his career in the educational world here in Quincy, because Quincy College is unique. It's a city college. There aren't many of them around the country. There's only, I think, two of us. And, Rick understands it. Used to be the college was under the school committee at one time, and Rick's been around that whole time. So he gets the whole vision of the college. He gets the mission. He's been part of that over time. So I think it's he's our best shot to get that place back in working order and in shape.
What is the timeline now for him taking over?
Well, sometime in June. Okay. I know that Dan Esquino is there until the middle of June. Mm-hmm. So he'll transition out. And the superintendent will transition in. He'll be working that contract out with the Board of Governors. And, of course, the school committee, will hire the next superintendent. We'll set up a process and begin that process. It's interesting, the school committee, under ed reform, we don't have a lot of power as far as hiring goes anymore. That was really given to the superintendent and the principals. And one of the jobs we do hire is the superintendent. Mm-hmm. So we take that role very seriously. We got some incredible, talented people in our system. I suppose there'll be one or two members looking for a national search. I believe we got plenty of talent in a system our size right here that knows knows our system, knows our people, knows the city. So I'm hopeful that we don't have to go through all the crazy exercises. But I'm only one of seven members of the school committee. We'll work through it and come to some agreement at some point, and we'll figure it out.
Will there be an interim superintendent?
Well, my suggestion, again, I'm one vote, but my suggestion will be that the deputy superintendent moves up into the superintendent slot as interim, and then we begin looking at a process going forward. It'd be like the the fire chief leaves, we move up the administrative deputy. That's the natural transition. It should be the same here. I don't see that as an issue. The question will be, you know, what kind of a process we set up and how long that will take.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, Dr. Christopher, we wish him all the best. He's been an incredible leader of our school system. Nobody works harder than he does or has. And we continue to wish him well. I'm sure his mother, Betty, is very proud of him down at Thousand Southern Artery. She's a great, great lady,
she
and
is.
So proud of him. And I'm sure she's going crazy hanging out in her place without being able to see too many people because she's a people person like a lot of us.
Yeah, I'm sure she is for sure. Speaking of the fire chief, that's, of course, an acting role right now as well. Is that process moving forward for a permanent new chief?
You know, we've just it's been on the back burner
because of
all this going on. But we'll get back to that. But, Joe Jackson's done an incredible job.
Oh, yeah.
He's a natural leader. He knows the job. He knows the guys. And, and he was acting before.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Jack Gattigan decided to pack it in rather quickly. So Joe was up at it again.
Yep.
And we got a good staff there. It's a professional department. He's got good help around him and the deputies and captains and lieutenants. And, of course, the force itself, we've never been better manned in about 30 years. So we're, things are good right now at the fire department, and we're grateful for Joe's leadership.
Yeah, I can't help but think how important it is now to have all those equipment washing machines that were put in place, not for a pandemic, for other contaminants, but I'm sure they're coming in handy right now.
Yeah, who'd have thought, right?
Right, exactly.
It's amazing, yeah.
Speaking of appointments, congratulations, the mayor must have been quite proud for you to see your son become a Quincy police officer.
Yes, I am proud of him. I'm proud of all my children. They're good kids. They're healthy. They've done well in life. I'm blessed. All three graduated from North Quincy High, and I'm proud of the education they got at North. And I'm sure that would be said if my kids were at Quincy High. We've got a great school system, you know. And he was a graduate of St. Joe's College up in Maine. I was on the dean's list. He's captain of the lacrosse team, along with Mikey Finn from Quincy. And had a great experience there. He's just a fairly bright kid, and he tested well. So the timing was, he always talked about law enforcement. Mm-hmm. He wasn't sure what level, and was working in the management side at Suffolk Construction, was enjoying that. Mm. Was working on the hotel project in South Boston. So it wasn't like he was out of work, but it was an opportunity for him, and he decided to go for it. I got a brother who retired as a police chief, so... it's a little bit in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm proud of, but I'm proud of all those kids that we swore in. There's 22 of them that Quincy kids, that some of them serve their nation and are veterans. Others have been, criminal justice majors. And, we had five women in that class, and we have an African-American in that class. I mean, it's probably a more diverse class than we've had in a while, which is good for the city. I reflect our true population. So, the thing now is we're waiting on the academy. They're doing some in-house training and some assignments given by the chief. But after we offered the letters of employment and the academy that was lined up postponed because of the virus, we understand that. But most of these kids gave their notice from the work they were at, so we couldn't leave them hanging,
Yes.
So they are doing some in-house at this point, and within a few weeks we'll know where they're headed on their the academy training, which is about 6 months. It's a very serious and rigorous program, and it should be. I mean, we want the best trained professionals on the street as they're dealing with the combination of issues they deal with out there.
Especially now.
Especially now, indeed.
Unprecedented time, yeah. If you have just another minute, Mayor, I wanted to ask you, the council's looking for kind of an update on the LDA with Fox Rock. Anything you'd like to comment about on that?
Yeah, we certainly will provide that.
Okay.
This obviously with what's going on in the world has kind of fouled everything up a little bit.
Right.
You can't have the typical meetings that we've had. I mean, there's been phone calls and conference calls and some of those virtual meetings and, plowing through it. But I'm very confident that things are coming together and that the plan's changed up a little bit. And I think the council will be fine with that. But, we definitely are due to provide that. And we're ready to bring, talk about the LDA by LBC that's been in the council since January, so they got some time on their hands. I hope they're reading that material, and we can get moving on that one, too.
Very good. Really appreciate the opportunity, Mayor. Hope you and your family and staff are well, and we'll catch up next week if that's okay.
Sounds good, Joe. Look forward to catching up with everybody face-to-face one of these days.
Exactly.
Stay safe.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.